It's time for JT the Brick.
Make me a shirt that says, the Denver Broncos have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders. We're 8-0 against them. We've been blowing out the donkeys 8 in a row. I repeat, 8 in a row, 4 seasons of firing their coaches. They got fired, Nathaniel Hackett, because they lost to the Raiders. By the way, that's true. They can't handle losing to the Raiders. You can't beat the Raiders, you're fired. And that goes for you, Sean Payton.
JT the Brick.
I'll say this now, and you can clip it and put it on another show. The Las Vegas Raiders need to win 3 out of 4 games combined against the Chargers and Denver. Does that make sense? The second best roster is the Raiders. By a long shot over Denver, I'm fighting off the donkey fans that think they have the greatest coach. Sean Payton sat on that couch for a year. Must have had 1 lunch and 2 dinners, and now everybody in the Fox lot's a fan of Sean Payton. The Denver Broncos have never beat the Las Vegas Raiders. By the way, that's true.
And now.
And that goes for you, Sean Payton.
Here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, hour number 2, live from Raiders headquarters. You can only see it if you subscribe to our free YouTube channel, JT the Brick YT. You're going to hear about that because we keep achieving milestones there. Hour number 1 of the show we just finished, they call it Raiders Rundown, only on Wednesday. And that gets turned into a TV show Saturday night, 8:30 on ABC in Vegas. It came off the Alabama win against Georgia. The team hasn't told me the ratings yet for that, but I would assume people don't tune in for me, but they better have tuned in for that Alabama-Georgia game, and I better get a T-shirt out of it. I better get a T-shirt out of that because I'm sure the ratings were good coming off Alabama, beating the dogs of Georgia there. So what you're seeing here is pretty cool if you want to look at the headquarters and our studio that we're in. I've been known to exaggerate. I've never lied. My dad told me as a little kid. It wasn't George Washington with the cherry tree, but back in the day, my dad was tough. No lying. I've been known to exaggerate, though. This is the best studio in the NFL. Did you hear what I said? There's no studio. You can see it if you're here. No studio in the NFL. I heard a story about the Browns like 20 years ago. Belichick was saying the story that they put their studio in the middle of their sales cubicles where they didn't have any type of padding or real microphones. And I don't know many people in the world. I'm one of, I think, less than 20 people in the world who interview an NFL head coach every week. Do you know that most of these teams don't have a weekly show with their head coach? I thought all 32 did. No, they don't. I don't think they do one in Jacksonville. I don't think the Jets do one. There's no Robert Saleh show. We get Antonio Pierce every week. And today was interesting. I got in here early because I knew Antonio Pierce was going to speak with me and the media, and he didn't have anything to say really on Devontae Adams. Now, I know that has triggered some Raider fans. And let me bring that in here, as this is the first hour on radio, as we bring you the monologue brought to you by PT's, the best happy hour in town. Not one of them the best. Over 70 taverns throughout the valley here, 5 to 7, midnight to 2. Drink responsibly, drive responsibly, great food, gaming, and sports. So a lot of Raider fans are getting the habit of saying, yell at the coach. No, we can't do that. We work for the coach. Or hold the coach to the fire. All right, I asked him 2 pretty tough questions today. What's up with Devontae Adams? What's the status? How are the players reacting to it? He's on to Denver. All right, that's it. There's nothing else that can change. Okay? There's no disrespect. Then he went downstairs and met the media after he spoke to me. So he started with me. Then he went downstairs to the media. And the media started off and he did the same thing, which is his choice. He's the head coach of a multi-billion-dollar NFL franchise. And if you don't like the answer that he gives you, too bad, grow up. Too bad and grow up. Now, if you want to get in on a message board or a chat room and start throwing stuff, you can do that. And if you think you can do it better, okay, figure out how you can do it better. But if he don't want to answer the questions, Bill Belichick for 20 years, 20 years on a Super Bowl championship team that won 6 Super Bowls, what was he famous for in the press conference? We're on to Cincinnati. We're moving on. We're a business. So, is there things happening in the building today? Absolutely. Is Devontae Adams here or not? I do not know the answer there, but he made it clear that he is rehabbing. So, let's hear early, and these are short. This is really short when it comes to Antonio Pierce and what he had to say to open it up about Devontae.
Are you going to be here in the building today?
He's supposed to be rehabbing.
He's supposed to be rehabbing. Well, that's what he's supposed to be doing. He has a hamstring injury. Now, you could assume that it's a, I don't know, I don't assume any injuries. If a guy's hurt, and I said this to Coach off the air, if a guy's hurt, I don't talk about him. Michael Mayer has a personal issue going on. It is none of my business. It's none of your business, but you're paying tickets. You're paying for tickets. You might have bought a Michael Mayer jersey. You think you're supposed to know. No, you're not. You're not supposed to know, and neither does Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, but that's the way it is. More from Antonio Pierce today. Quick responses on the update on Devontae.
Yeah, I'm just focused on Denver.
I'm just focused on Denver. Well, he is. That's what he's going to do. So you might say you want more. You might want the head coach to come to your house and be a part of your barbecue. You might want to sit there and ask Coach on a tour of the building if you bump into him, Coach, what's going on with Devontae? Can we get some people to bleep and grow up and understand that this is a business where they're playing a game on Sunday and there's nothing they could say about Devontae Adams that's going to change anything? Now, if you want to go down in the weeds and say, well, wait a second, did the coach start this on social media? How come Devontae doesn't want to be a Raider? I got people calling me right now, calling me saying, Devontae's played his last game as a Raider. Right, JT? I don't know. I don't know if Devontae can get healthy and play. I would assume that Devontae is probably not going to play at Denver. I would assume that Devontae's agent, this is Devontae's team, is talking to Tom Telesco in this organization about a potential trade. I mean, Adam Schefter's reporting that, and Ian Rappaport, Mike Garofalo, that they're going to try to find a place to see if they can move him for whatever. And then there's a lot of other people who are simulating on their phones every potential draft pick or what can come in return. And we're not there yet as we are sitting here in headquarters because we don't have permission from the organization inside the building to talk about potential trades, nor do I want to. But you have the right to do whatever you want because I run a radio show where I want to hear from you. So I think this is pretty cool. You can call me on the phones and ask my opinion. I'll give you my opinion. I think you know the answer to a lot of the things I can say and not say, but I do have strong opinions on this that I'll let it be heard. And then you can give us your opinion on what you think needs to happen here. This has a chance to get really, really ugly. Okay, this is my 27th year with the team. I was there for the Jamarcus Russell draft. I was there for Antonio Brown. Remember the frozen feet? I, JT the Brick, in the third person, watched Randy Moss quit, laying down. I was there when Randy Moss quit. So you know when the Raider fans yell at Randy Moss, hey, Randy, you're a Raider, and Randy Moss blows his top. He's in the Hall of Fame with Tim Brown. You ask Jerry Rice about his years with the Raiders. You know Jerry is a Niner. But Jerry will tell everybody, yeah, I was a Raider. Once a Raider, always a Raider. Not Randy Moss. Devontae someday will have to deal with people coming up to him asking for an autograph, and he will get a gold jacket. Devontae's a great player. I love Devontae the player. And I've told you from the beginning, I don't know him well. I don't. I think he knows me. I know him. But I don't know him well. He knows Chef Barry at Barry's Steakhouse better than he knows me. And that's fine. And I'm not going to go down here. And the reason I think I know what I'm doing and I handle myself professionally is I never get in the way of the players and their money and their contract. But I do have strong opinions about players who do not want to be here. I have very strong opinions. And fortunately, I have a 5-day-a-week broadcast where I'm able to give those opinions year-round. Even in the summertime when it's slow, really slow. If you don't want to be here, as Lincoln Kennedy told me in the first hour on Raiders Rundown, get out of here if you don't want to be here. Now, if you want to be here, but you don't like your contract, you don't like the amount of balls or handoffs you're getting, you don't like your playing time, whatever, we can fix that. It's easy to fix that. Coaches, owner, GM, they all sit down with you. You're not happy. Here's how we can make you happy. I think that ship has probably sailed. Every time Devontae Adams has been on the record, including with Kay Adams this week, he said the same thing. I love being a Raider. 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 My kids love being here. My wife loves being here. You know that, right? Even in Netflix, when a lot of people watch Netflix and they said, man, Devontae is getting his ass kicked. I mean, Devontae could get hurt, but Devontae drove out of the stadium in a Rolls Royce. I repeat, a Rolls Royce. He drove out of this building telling everybody he loves it here. Then he drives up to his mega mansion in Summerlin where I play golf, and I see the home up there. It's beautiful. And all reports are he loves it here. Maybe things have changed. But he hadn't told anybody that. And then Kay Adams is pressing him on why he doesn't want to be a Raider, and he's not taking the bait. He says, hey, I'm rehabbing my injury. Then the head coach goes downstairs and sits down with me and says he's rehabbing his injury. Why are they saying that? Because it's a business. And my job from time to time is to remind you, it's a game. Have fun. It's a game. It's not life or death. But it's also a business. And it's our job together, but mostly my job, to navigate through that. And some days are easier than others. I don't think you're a better team without Davante Adams. But Devontae is really complicated right now. Devontae came here because he wanted to play with Derek Carr. The former regime didn't like Derek Carr. They wanted to move on from them. They had the right to do that. They liked him as a person. Everybody likes Derek, but they wanted to move on from that. 9 years, no playoff wins. And I thought Devontae handled that well. I thought they handled it really well. And Devontae did a pretty good job. Really nice job, I thought, breaking in Aiden O'Connell. Don't you agree? I thought that Aiden and Devontae had some good chemistry. Then they bring in Gardner Minshew, and Devontae's got to play with Gardner Minshew. All right, I don't know if that ticked off Devontae or not. Don't know. Devontae seems to get the touches that he wants, and when he doesn't, Devontae kind of makes it clear with his body language. And I've never been in this building or outside this building and been critical of Devontae if he sits on the bench or he's upset or he throws his helmet to the ground, which he doesn't do often. He's a great player. He doesn't do that often. But when he shows aggravation, I kind of like it. I like guys who are aggravated. How many times do you recall, if you're a frequent listener to this show, where I've come in here loud screaming saying, get Devontae the ball? How many times have I done it? Like every show? Every show, every coordinator? I said, just do me a favor. Stop. Stop trying to be nuts with the playbook. Just get the ball to Devontae. I've done that hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. So you know I like Devontae. You know I want Devontae to be here forever. And it doesn't seem like, as of today, Devontae, and this is just my opinion, it's not the opinion of Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce, because I'm at headquarters, so I'm here, but it seems like the opinion of Devontae and his reps that they want to go somewhere else and play somewhere else. Maybe he wants to, he'll clear it up, he'll have to on record, he'll have to clean it up. Maybe it's because he wants to play somewhere else and have a better chance to win, which would mean he doesn't think that the Raiders can win at the level he wants to win at. Maybe he doesn't like the play calling. I don't know. The money's pretty good. And now Tom Telesco has to deal with this. But there are a couple of reports out there that everybody said when they were interviewed, when they were interviewing everybody to go out there, and everybody's out there and they're interviewing for this GM job, and there was more than one, that they were saying that, look, you maybe look into it without Devontae. Because Devontae's contract is pretty big. Gave up a couple picks to get him. He's getting paid a lot of money. And if he does go to another team, the other team's going to have to pay him about $1 million a week. So if they wait to the deadline, it could be $10 million. Now it's $13 million. I've always thought, and I really believe this in sports, like my Knicks just got Carl Anthony Towns, right? I don't care how they got him. I don't care. My Yankees have Giancarlo Stanton, who stinks and makes more money than anybody. They also have Judge and Cole. I want them to get Bryce Harper. I don't care how they do it. Just do it. So if anybody wants Devontae Adams, they're going to trade for him. And for those who are saying it's the Saints and the Jets, you're probably right. Remember Jeff Saturday, who beat us here as a head coach? Remember him, the great Super Bowl center? He went on ESPN today with a straight face and said the Chiefs should trade for Devontae Adams. The Chiefs, as they lost two star wide receivers this year. I don't think Devontae's going to the Chiefs. And I hope cooler heads prevail. You never know. Maybe after lunch today, someone will sit down with Devontae and say, hey, man, can we patch this up? Can we patch this up? Can you be a Raider? He goes, yeah, I'd like to be a Raider. I doubt that's going to happen, but it could. So Tom Telesco is going to have to make the right decision with Antonio Pierce. A lot of other people are saying to me and tweeting at me and texting me, well, get rid of Devontae. If he doesn't want to be here, throw him out. Doesn't work that way. Devontae's a Raider. Once a Raider, always a Raider. Sorry, some of you Raider fans don't get that. It's a business. Normally, if you get fired from your job, I was with Fox for 17 and a half years, probably the most loyal employee they ever had, and they were trying to not let me go, but not renew my contract after 17 and a half years. I took it like a man. I did. Well, I'm not entitled. I'm not entitled. I wanted year 20. I thought I deserved it better than the show that replaced me. Fact. Not even close. But I wasn't entitled for another deal. I'm not entitled to be here another year. You never know. In life, you move on. Adults move on in life. Football players, basketball players, hockey players, global soccer players. Look at all the teams Cristiano Ronaldo's played for. He's a lot more famous than Devontae. He went to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia to play soccer. He played soccer at Manchester United. You know, you look at Barcelona, Real Madrid, you move on. Devontae's not going to be the first guy to move on, but when you leave the Raiders, if you leave the Raiders and force your way out of the Raiders, force your way out, which means you're under contract, you're injured, your team just won. Your team just won a football game, and you're the guy that everybody's talking about now? Someone told me earlier today, it was Chris from West Oakland. He had a great text to me. He said, well, the Raiders finally let off First Take this morning. And it's a really good point. You know, I was telling you about the national media. The national media doesn't want to do anything for the Raiders, but now the Raiders are the hottest team out there. My guy Stephen A. Smith texted me last night, right? Biggest name in media. Number one name in media is not Pat McAfee, it's Stephen A. Smith. He's texting me. Right? Everybody wants to know about the Raiders now. They don't care about the Raiders, the football team. They want to get involved in the gossip of the Raiders, the gossip, which is Devontae Adams. And the last thing I will say about this, because I do have the utmost respect for Devontae, because I think he's a hell of a player, man. I love him as a player. He's the perfect player that I love. He runs the best routes. He's tough. He doesn't cause a lot of drama. You might think this is drama now, but I'm talking about his whole entire body of work, not just Tuesday and Monday of this week. I'm talking everything. It doesn't end well. It doesn't end well for the people who want to leave the Raiders on their terms. It doesn't. For some it has, but it doesn't end well in Raider Nation because Raider fans are everywhere. They're around every wall. They're around every building. They're at every airport. They're at every golf course. They're everywhere. And if you're going to leave the Raiders and you want to leave the Raiders, you must address the Raider Nation. You must. So if you want to do that with Kay Adams, you don't have to do it with me. I'm in headquarters today. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I think the only time I talk to Devontae every year is when we do the media day, when he comes and sits down with us on media day. And he sat down with other hosts in this building. But eventually, you got to go talk to the Raider Nation and tell them why you didn't want to be a Raider. That's hard to do. But today, it's a different world we're living in. We have the empowered athlete. The empowered athlete, when they're done, they make up their mind. I talked to someone today, not a Raider in the organization, but outside the organization, a Hall of Famer, who told me, if he wants out, let him out. Don't let him in the building again. I don't agree with that. I believe in family. I believe in resolution. I believe in letting the people at the highest level, Mark Davis, Tom Telesco, Antonio Pierce, Devontae Adams, Devontae's agent, I believe all sit down, break some bread or meat, and then figure out what you want to do, which is best for the team. But it's complicated. And there's a lot of people out there that don't care that it's complicated. They just want answers, and they're not going to accept anything other than what they want to hear. And I deal with that every day with Raider fans, and most of it is fantastic. All of it is fantastic. But, you know, generally, it's not going to end Raider fans on your terms. It's not. It's not going to end on my terms or your terms. It's going to end on the terms of Mark Davis and the player. And they'll come to a resolution on this. So, again, I want to throw it out if you want to get in on this, if you'd like to add anything. And if you have a trade for Devontae, a second or whatever, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that because my comment's going to be he's not traded. He's injured. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do. So I'm just different. I'm not going to put together a trade package, but you can because you own the show. You're our audience. We have nothing without you and our partners. You're everything to me. And I understand what you're going through. I understand what you're going through now. So Vinny Bonsignor is going to join us here in a little bit. He's going to join us. We had to move him back to 140. So I got a segment to take some phone calls. If you'd like to jump in at 702-365-9200. And as I've always said, just be respectful. Say whatever you want. Just be respectful to the spot that we're in here. but have strong opinions on this, and we'll see what happens going forward. But a lot of people, I'm kind of a little bit pissed off because the Raiders just won, and they're 2-2, and they got a big game against the Donkeys, and they're 2-2, and they have a chance to go to 3-2, and I think that this is a distraction. Oh, there's no doubt this is a distraction. Antonio Pierce was asked that a bunch, but it's his job to make it a non-distraction. So I went out to practice today. I walked out there. I'm like, man, it's hot. Oof. Oh, my God. What's going on here, by the way? Let me double check this here on my phone to see how hot it is today. So I'm in deep Henderson, and it's 100 degrees. Will be a high of 103 at 4 p.m. They're practicing outside. I watched about 10 minutes of practice. They got the crowd noise, some music going. It was great to see. Now I'm back here in the building. Oh, look, everybody. I got my Jim Plunkett. I got my Jim Plunkett bobblehead. Look at this. So my buddy Anwar, who is in charge of my seats here, said, JT, did you get a Jim Plunkett bobblehead? And I must repeat, I am not a bobblehead guy. One of the things I can't imagine that grown men do. Grown men wait in line to get a bobblehead. But I would do anything for my Jim Plunkett bobblehead. Look at this bobblehead. This is why you got to be on the YouTube, JT the Brick YT. Look at this Jim Plunkett bobblehead. It is a piece of art. Did you get it when you went to the game? Are these trading like gold? Are people trading this like crypto? Man, look at this. The Jim Plunkett bobblehead, man. God. Bobbleheads. Steve in Oakland. Biggity, biggity, oh. Start us off, Steve. What's going on? Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it's sorry that this is the news after the win, but I'm still hoping that cooler heads prevail and that, you know, this will blow over. That's my hope. But, you know, it is a business. It's like, you know what, it's like 5 weeks to the trade deadline, so anything can happen. And but that's what Tedesco's here for, right? That's what this is about, right? That's what the new regime is about. So they'll figure that out. But in the meantime, they're going to prepare for the Broncos, and we'll see what happens. I trust what AP has done and is doing with the culture of the Raiders and moving it forward. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know how it's going to go. We don't know how it's going to go. You don't get better when you get rid of Devontae, but the guys who aren't playing and are going to get touches now, we just saw two wide receivers touch the ball on the ground and score rushing touchdowns. I don't know if that happens if Devontae's in the lineup because Devontae demands more touches. So with everything happening here, it's going to be very unique to see Luke Getsy doesn't want to lose a weapon. You don't want to lose a weapon like this. And if you do, you're going to have to change up the offense pretty quickly. And remember, Michael Mayer, who's not around because of a personal issue, and we wish him well, this team's going into Denver without most likely Devontae and Michael Mayer, and that makes things more difficult.
It definitely makes things more difficult, but then doesn't this show, again, that the excellence and the preparation has already sort of borne itself out? Like the depth you just mentioned with Devontae being injured, the depth has now come forward. The other thing is they got a tight end, and even though Mayer's out for personal reasons, and we're not getting into that, but we've got Brock Bowers, so we're still moving forward. The organization, again, they did win without, you know, some of that production last week and moving forward. So I still say go Raiders. We'll see how it goes, and we'll move forward. Thanks.
Thank you. That's a very adult, responsible phone call. There's a guy saying he's a Raider fan. Go Raiders. Let's move on. We got depth. Other guys are going to get the ball, and we'll see what happens here. And I don't mind if other people are more furious about it. You guys and gals in the Raider Nation are special. You have the right to vent your frustration whenever you want. The one thing that I would hope you wouldn't do is personally attack Devontae Adams and his family. That would be pathetic if anybody did that verbally or online, or a troll, or social media. Leave Devontae and his family out of this. You don't have to be happy about it. You could be really upset amongst yourselves, but, I mean, this is where you got to know what's right and wrong here, man. You got to know what's right and wrong. You got to understand it's a business. And sometimes it's hard for people to separate sports and business. I understand that. Isaac's in Fresno. What's going on, Isaac?
Hey, Hey, JT, how's it going, man?
I'm okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Just want to say that, hey, I'm here in Fresno, man, so I'm definitely a Davante Adams fan. Love the guy. Once a Raider, always a Raider. I believe in that. And but I also believe that, you know, if it comes to pass and he's not here anymore and he doesn't want to be here, you got to let that play out. I don't think there's any scenario where we're a better team without him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's going to be gone and we can get some compensation, you know, even if we have Davante Adams this year, mm-hmm. you know, I'm still trying to figure out where we're going to be within our league and in this division. But I think that if you can get some compensation for him, I'd take a second and a fourth for him right now. If he doesn't want to be here, you can get that from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like this kid out of Texas, that quarterback, Arch Manning,
mm-hmm.
and let's roll in the future. But you know, we got a game up against the Broncos this week. I think Antonio Pierce's press conference was spot on. You know, you got to focus on who's in the building, who can help you win mm-hmm. right now. And other than that, you know, when I see Davante at the Fresno State games, I'm going to cheer him on. I'm a big mm-hmm. DC fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a Raider fan. Nothing's bigger than the Shield.
Yeah, absolutely. And, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I got to run here. That's a really nice phone call, too. That's a fan that understands it's business, and he's a big fan of Davante. You know, again, I got another text, not making it up, right here in front of me, saying, how did this happen? In 2 years, the Raiders at one point had Darren Waller, Davante Adams, and Hunter Renfrow. Hunter didn't get picked up by anybody. What's going on there? Hunter didn't get picked up by anybody. And then Darren Waller had the most receptions in the history of the Raiders and was a tight end. More than Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, more than Freddie, Cliff, the greats. He's out of the league. He didn't want to play anymore. If you would have told me 2 years ago, sitting at the Raiders Tavern, or if we were hanging out at Resorts World, let me get a plug in for Doghouse Saloon. If we were hanging out at Doghouse Saloon at Resorts World watching a game, and you would have told me 2 years ago, hey, JT, in 2 years from now, Davante, Waller, and Renfrow wouldn't be here? I'd be like, what are you talking about? That's impossible. Well, it's possible. It's a business. Now you got guys who are not even in the league. That's why when they put up some of those stats, the average NFL player only plays 3.5 years. Well, look around. Devontae's played a long time. I still think he's amazing, amazing player. And I wish that they could rectify this and Davante wouldn't leave, because I've been on record. I love the style of play of Davante Adams. He's one of my favorite players because of how he runs routes, how tough he is. He's got great hands. He's great on the sidelines with the toe tap. And he's a red zone beast. We got to get Brock Bowers in the red zone. Got to get him scoring. 702-365-9200. Vinny Bonsignore in about 10 minutes. And we'll get a chance to hear from you. Wow, good crowd in our YouTube page today. People want to see us when we're in the building. That's great. And, hey, man, it kind of is a bummer to me, because I don't want to see any controversy or people leave or people not be happy. Because once a Raider, always a Raider means something for everyone who's played for this franchise.
The past is the past. You can't talk about those 8, 12, 20 games, whatever many years back. We're talking about this year, 2024 Raiders and the Broncos, and they're playing really good. They're coming off a 2-game winning streak on the road against two good quarterbacks and teams, and it's going to be a challenge for us, you know, on the road against that team.
That's Antonio Pierce earlier today, the press conference. He sat down with me. You'll be able to hear that again. You'll see that standalone at Raiders.com and on the Raiders YouTube channel. And then the first hour of the show we did with Lincoln Kennedy, Levi Edwards, and head coach Antonio Pierce, that will air on the Raiders YouTube channel later today. They got a lot going on here today. They had a press conference with Antonio Pierce. They had a press conference with Gardner Minshew on the field. Eddie Pascal's doing an interview next to me with DJ Turner. Harry Ruiz is coming in today, the Latino voice. And we got TV shows going on. So it's cool to be in this building and have a good time today. And we'll see what happens here with Davante Adams. It doesn't look good. We all know that. A lot of people believe outside the building that Devontae's played his last game as a Raider. And that would be unfortunate if that happens. And what's interesting with this topic, as we wait for the Raiders' direction, right? The Raiders are the business that we live in. at least I live in. The Raiders haven't made a decision, so they're not going to go out in front of this and say, hey, we're looking for a second, we're looking to do a deal with New Orleans or this team or whatever. That doesn't happen, and some people don't get it. But for the people who do, the rest of the media is running wild with this. So everybody's going crazy. And Kay Adams seems to have an exclusive. She does, because she has Devontae talking to her, because that's part of Devontae's deal with FanDuel and Kay Adams. Good for her. Good for her. You know, Max Crosby, God, I love Max. Max has got a podcast now with SiriusXM. Do you know that Max Crosby replaced Tom Brady on the Let's Go podcast? So Max does about 20 minutes a week with Jim Gray and Peter King. And I think that's really cool, as he's trying to rehab through an injury. But it's a different time. 2024 is different than 1994 or 2004. Players are now empowered to immediately be traded if they're not happy. Immediately. You imagine back in the day, in Al Davis's day, when there was no internet, no TikTok, no nothing. And there was light free agency, if anything. You know, remember what happened to Marcus Allen and Mr. Davis. And they were able to work through that. And Max was able to work, Marcus was able to work through that. Tim Brown did not have it easy. Right, Tim Brown had to work through a lot of change, a lot of quarterbacks moving, this and that, L.A. to Oakland and all that. I mean, a lot of other guys would have been through things that Devontae hasn't been through. And as I told you, the one thing before I get to your calls that a Hall of Famer told me today, non-Raider Hall of Famer, I could be very, you know, unique on that and cryptic. If it was a Raider Hall of Famer, I'd tell you. It was another Hall of Famer who said, you know, Devontae's got it easy. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, he's worth millions. This is not a tough decision for Devontae. When you have no money and you're a Hall of Famer who played in the 60s and 70s, and literally you have no money, you're barely making enough money and you're a Hall of Fame player that you need a summer job, an off-season job, and then you think you got the balls to go to your owner and say, I want to trade? Good luck with that. Devontae can do whatever he wants now. He lives in a mansion. He's got a couple of Rolls Royces, which is good because he deserves it. He made that money. He can do whatever he wants with it. But it's not like he's giving up his livelihood to go somewhere else. It's not that hard of a decision when you have that type of money. But it should be harder on Devontae, because everything Devontae's told us has been he loves it here. And that's on record, by the way. If he says things behind other people's back at a golf tournament or in a restaurant, I'm not privy to that information, but every time he's talked on the record, it's always been how much he loves being a Raider. So we'll see what happens here coming out, because eventually he's going to have to talk about it. Papa Meech, good to hear from you in Colorado. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, JT. First of all, I want to thank you very much. I know it was a very difficult show, but you sure didn't show it. You were professional, but I really loved your Pete Rose show, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I got a big kick out of it. Longtime Raider fan from the beginning. I called the morning show this morning. I'm really upset because I loved Devontae, and I think we're going to be a much weaker team without him. And the thing that is surprising to me is, you know, as you just said, all his comments have been, I love Vegas. I love Vegas. I love being here. And something had to happen in the last week or two, or at some point, because there's also the rumors flying that, oh, well, this has been going on for a while. Now, I think those are rumors. I don't think anybody of substantiability has said, you know, proved it, but something had to happen, and I'm just, you know, I don't know if we'll ever know, but I'm very upset. I think if he goes, it weakens our team, our chances for the playoffs. You know, I still think the rookies and the other guys could step it up and make a difference, and we could sneak in there. But I think if I'm an odds guy, I better have Devontae on the team for the odds of getting the playoffs. And one last point is that I don't know. I think if we lose in Denver or start losing some games, I think the wheels could come off really quickly if Devontae's traded, and it could get really ugly. I don't want to see that as a Raider.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either, and I appreciate the call. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate the compliment on Pete Rose, man. I'm still struggling with Pete Rose passing away. It's been a tough couple hours for me since I haven't slept well, been troubled by Pete Rose passing away, and – It's a very unfortunate. That's, to me, really big now. That's really big for me now. The most important thing for me in my life is Pete Rose passing away, not Davante Adams. And I have a lot of respect for Davante, but I was friends with Pete. And, you know, Pete, when you look at the money he made and the decisions he made in his life, wow. Wow. When it came to free agency, moving teams, winning. And Davante, I have a lot of respect for Davante. You're not a better team without Davante. But he's going to have to make up his own mind. He's a grown-ass adult, and he's doing that now, and it's riveting and rippling through the Raider Nation. We're brought to you by Virgin Hotels, Vegas, where I'm going to be a lot over the next couple of nights.
I thought it was a good job by, you know, our office and staff just trying to find ways to get the running game going, however it goes and whoever it goes through, right? But really, you know, each and every week is different. You know, the team last week was playing crash nines and they didn't hold the edges, so we felt that our speed can get there. So we'll see how this week looks when we prepare for Denver Broncos.
Yeah, that's Antonio Pierce from today as they're on to the Denver Broncos. We kind of had a vibe for that. JT, back with you once again. Thanks to Tito's Handmade Vodka, official vodka of our show. I'm a Tito's guy. Thanks to Tito's. Shane and the entire team there for being a proud partner of the show. We get Vinny Bonsignore every week. It's a thrill to talk to him. He's our teammate here on the morning drive of Raider Nation Radio. So, Vinny, I would say, I wouldn't say difficult, but I'd say a unique week for you to have your journalist hat on, your radio hat on, breaking some Davante Adams news and then asking questions in front of the coach today. So give me a big picture of how you're covering the Davante Adams story.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on, JT. I go back to the day after Derek Carr was benched. I did a story on what does this mean for Davante Adams, and laid out kind of all the scenarios and talked to a whole bunch of people. And one of the possibilities that always remained was, even though at that point in time he was fully on board, supported all the decision-making by Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler and was excited about what came next and was on board with everything, there was always the sense as well that at some point after, you know, giving it some time, you know, he might look at the situation and things weren't working out and come to the conclusion that maybe it's best for me to move on someplace. I'm getting older in my career. Maybe there's a better opportunity for me to meet some of the objectives that I want to meet at this stage of my career, which is winning and winning Super Bowls and competing for Super Bowls. And if he didn't feel like there was a path there, maybe he would go into the front office and ask for a trade. And at that point, based on everyone that I was talking to, if that ever came to that point, the Raiders would probably accommodate him because there's enough goodwill between they and him. And look, it took a little while, you know, a year or so later, and this is where we are with Davante Adams and the Raiders. And I think that he wants to move on to a better situation. And I think from the Raiders' perspective, it's probably the right time maybe to move on from him. You know, he's a 32-year-old wide receiver with, you know, this is the last year of the guaranteed portion of his contract. Can you get something now for him to maybe expedite your journey to where you want to go now and build for the future using him as one of those assets that can bring you back something that can help you for the future? So I think from that standpoint, it was always kind of understood that it could arrive at this point at some point, and that's exactly what's happened.
Vinny Bonsignore joins us, and I understand that, and I think you framed that perfectly. I compare a lot of sports to the NBA, and the NBA is out of control with Paul George, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard. Everybody doesn't like it. For 1 year, they're out. Trade me. I want out. And I don't want the NFL to turn into that. So what Davante could be doing here is still rare, Vinny. If every player right now, and we saw Tyreek Hill very upset. Well, I'm not a Tyreek Hill fan. I think he's a bad guy in his personal life, but I'll keep it to football. If all of a sudden Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase is the best example. He wants a contract. He's not getting enough. If he wants out, if you have a league where everybody's not happy who's the number one receiver and their team is in 4-0 or 3-1 out of the gate and they start doing this, what type of league do you have?
Well, I'll flip that on you a little bit. I see it from both sides, but this wasn't just a 4-week thing for Davante Adams. He's given it, more than, 2-plus years now, And so it's been an honest effort on his part. It's not like he wanted to leave, and in fact, he wanted it to work here. So at some point, organizations have an obligation to not to necessarily keep guys happy from a individual standpoint or a statistical standpoint, but if you have a star player, if you had Kobe Bryant back in the day, Mitch Kupchak understood this better than most, you're going to have to do right by that player. Like, he's a championship player. It's on you as a general manager and an organization to surround a championship player with championship caliber support to go compete for championships. No one player does it by themselves. And if you can't uphold that responsibility as an organization, then star players have every right to go, you know what, it's not working. I need to go someplace else where maybe it will work. And I'm not blaming anything on the Raiders here, because there were some circumstances. It's, in retrospect, they probably weren't in a position to trade for a player of Davante Adams' stature and his age and all that from a roster standpoint. I bet you if they had to do it over again, the people that were in charge would probably not make that decision. And it isn't like Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels showed up, and the minute they showed up here, go, now we got to go get Davante Adams. It's actually the reverse. He wants you to come here, and and the ball got put into their court, and they made decisions based on that. Like, how do you say no to that? But that's a story for another day. But in terms of players wanting to move on to better situations, I'm not saying that they should wake up one morning after one day and decide that. But if enough time has been given Jamar Chase in Cincinnati or whoever we might be talking about, and that star player feels like, you know what, I'm in a non-win situation. I don't believe in my coach. I don't believe in the general manager. I don't believe in the organization. I want to go someplace where I feel like I'll have a better chance, a better infrastructure in terms of decisions and everything else, and I'm going to make that abundantly clear. I have no problem with that, because it is a two-way street. Because I'll tell you this, if you're not producing as a player, they're going to move on from you as an organization as well. And it's not like it's 53 players that have that kind of power. It's just a few, just like the NBA. And certain players have that kind of cachet and ability to do that. Now, do I think that guys like James Harden, I don't think is necessarily a championship player, but he's been treated as a championship player, and I think that's wrong. You got to make the right decision as an organization in who you're going to empower. To me, he's a great player. He's not a championship player. And the fact that multiple teams have treated him as a championship player, I think, was bad decision-making by those teams.
Vinny Bonsignore, as we wrap it up. So, Vinny, I think this is a really bigger moment for Antonio Pierce than Davante Adams. Davante played in Green Bay, might be a Jet, played for the Raiders, the team he always wanted to play for. As we both know, we both talked to the coach today, you and I, and asked questions, and he wants to win. And when you lose Marcus Epps for the year and Divine Diablo's hurt and Michael Mayer's got a personal issue, Max Crosby's injured, Davante Adams is requesting ideally a trade. I mean, he's got to keep this team together as a head coach. And fortunately, he's got a lot of other coaches and mentors around him here. How do you think he's handling it? And what are some of the bigger concerns coming up here, not only heading into Denver, but after this, if this story lingers and he's not traded until the trade deadline?
Right. It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see if it goes that long and how that gets handled at that point. I don't think anybody wants it to go that long. So we'll see what the timeline is for an actual trade. Antonio Pierce has probably made some mistakes that he regrets at this point, and certain things that he said. And you could get mad at him. You could be angry at him. But we always knew, I think, looking at it from a reporter standpoint, and he was completely honest about this from the very beginning, I'm going to make some mistakes. I'm a rookie head coach. I'm a young head coach. Doing this for the first time, there's going to be some growing pains. I think we've probably seen some of those growing pains, but I've also seen some growth, as frustrating as it might be for fans to hear what the answers were today from Antonio Pierce. I felt like that showed growth. He kept it quiet. He kept it in-house. He didn't, just say everything that was on his mind at that particular time. There's a bigger picture to deal with, and that is what you're talking about, his own locker room, his own organization. I thought he handled it really well today, as frustrating as it might be for reporters and fans, and I get that. So maybe there's some growth happening there. But his responsibility right now is to the 53 players that are in that locker room at this very moment. I think Tom Telesco and his group will now take it from here in terms of whatever the trade might be, whatever the compensation in return might be. He's going to do his job. Antonio is going to do his job with his team. And I just got out of the locker room. And while there's obviously great feelings for Davante Adams in that locker room, there's also a sense of, okay, is it a distraction? Yeah, we're not going to lie about it. Mm-hmm. It's a distraction. It's Davante Adams, one of our good friends. It's a teammate. But how do you make a distraction a non-issue on a game day in order for you to go out there and be the best version of yourself? That's the challenge that Antonio Pierce has with his team, but also the players and the leaders on this team to make sure that what is a distraction that nobody's denying not be such a distraction that it affects how you play on Sunday. And I'd be surprised if it did.
Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Proud Partners on the way out. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Dos Catas Tequila. Go to Lee's Liquor and Total Wine to get all your Dos Catas Tequila here in Las Vegas. And also LendingStore.com. If you need anything from $500 to $5,000 as early as tomorrow, go to LendingStore.com. Have their experts help you find a lender that can get you the money that you need as early as tomorrow.
Safe travels to Denver, Vinny. Thank you as always. There he is, Vinny Bonsignore. Nice to get him on. Vinny's fantastic. He's got a tough job. He's got sources, right? He's on the flagship radio station. He's got sources. He does radio. He's a journalist. A lot harder than what I do. I'm just here. I'm a bloviator talking on the radio. But I do work for the team and do a lot of things with the team, and I respect everyone involved. And this is a difficult day. Very difficult. You never want to be the lead story in all of media, other than winning the Super Bowl, right, or winning games. And the Raiders are now a very important topic because everybody thinks they're a GM. Everybody wants to be Tom Telesco. What can you get for Devontae? Move Devontae out. I got Raider fans. Turn his key card off. Don't let him in the building. Come on. He's Davante Adams. We'll see what happens tomorrow. We know we got big shows the rest of the week. I can tell you that. Syracuse in town taking on UNLV. I'll be there Friday night for that, looking at tailgate. The Cuse in town taking on the Rebels. That's going to be fun. Thanks to our whole team. Appreciate Bobby back there and Jess. Everybody here on the other side of the wall who put this show together for me today. It's on Raiders Rundown. Go to YouTube. Raiders Rundown is where you'll see our show. And now when the show ends, Q comes up next. He's got a big show because Q was there for all this today. And I'm always interested in his perspective as I'm driving back to the mean streets of Summerlin. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening.